So Todd and I had coffee with yet another speaker author yesterday who does not control his own website. And I mean, obviously this cost us the opportunity for a sale and to be of any real service, you know, at least for now, because building a loyal fan base with engaging tools like internet radio and video interviews and audio articles and helping people get a handle on how to blog consistently and really draw their community in, building personal sandboxes, all that stuff. It's incredibly cost effective, but it's ridiculously expensive if you got to pay some other clown to do it for you, if you don't have control of your own website. And every time I hear an entrepreneur, especially a business author, you know, rattle off, you know, blah, 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 my web guy. The minute I hear that phrase, my web guy, my web person, I mean, I just want to take a hot poker and stick it in my eye, anything to get rid of the pain, because it really is painful for me to delay the opportunity to serve these people until they wake up from this matrix-like existence that they're trapped in and discover the real world, the real grown-up world where you don't have to and you shouldn't and you should refuse to write, you know, Joe SEO a $600 check every month just so you can get found on the internet. And you don't have to, and you should refuse to let yourself be held hostage by your web guy or a hosting company or a media company or whatever. You don't have to, and I think you should refuse to leave the fate of your personal and corporate brand in the hands of Jimmy Joe's website design, taxidermy, and small engine repair, you know, just because he goes to your church or he knows HTML or, you know, he really gets into all that web 2.0 stuff, and you don't. The real world where you don't have to face a garage full of unsold books in the near future because either some overpriced website media design outfit or your neighbor's best friend's second cousin's ex-fiance, aka your web guy, has not equipped you to update your own freaking website. Grow up and control your own freaking website. You know, I'm the father of two girls. I would feel so badly if they went into their adult life and into, you know, hopefully one day they'll marry and have a family. And if they were to, if I heard either one of them say anything akin to, oh, the money and the checkbook and all that, I just really don't, you know, Joe handles all that. I've never really been all that great with money. I mean, they're abdicating a very important part of being an adult, in my opinion. And in the business world, if you're not in control of your own freaking website, if you can't post video, audio, write blog, put in an update, do some text on your own, you're abdicating a very important responsibility. So grow up, control your own freaking website. If you want to sell books, that is, or consulting services, or seminars, or coffee cups, or t-shirts, or legal services, or insurance, or financial advice, or mortgages, or door frames, or opera tickets, or advertising, or food, or shoes, or toys, or anything, grow up and control your own freaking website.